Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I talk a lot about the art form that is improvisation. It makes sense because Bob teaches it and performs it, and I admire him and many others for having and honing their skills in that field. On this episode, we talk about improv as it applies to matters of the heart. Enjoy. Oh, I wanted to bring up one more improvisator.
Oh, please, in the booth.
Improviser? Improviser. That's
improviser
it.
Or actors?
Famous alum of SAC Comedy Lab, yeah. Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah, love him. Yeah.
So this was a joke I heard afterwards after he did this, and I thought it was one of the funniest jokes. He dropped a video announcing that he is pansexual.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. And the joke was that somebody made afterwards was like, hey, yeah, of course somebody who does improv is pansexual. It's the ultimate yes and.
Yes.
To everyone.
And, yes. I love that perspective, actually.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think it's interesting. Pansexual was, that concept was introduced to me by our friend Tease Mallon, who's wonderful earthly spirit. I don't even know where they get their wisdom, but super appreciate that human being. And I didn't know what it was. And then when they explained it to me, I was totally like, wow, that seems like a cool thing to be. That just says, no, I just love everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, who you are, how you are, how old you are, how fat you are, what color you are, what religion, what race, what, just everyone.
Gender, all that stuff,
right,
yeah.
Period, you know? So, So I think that's a kind of a cool, interesting thing. The other side, I don't know why that needs a name.
I think it's, so what was happening with bi or queer, bisexual specifically, is that, or gay to an extent. No, not gay, but bi for sure. If I'm getting this wrong, I apologize. But bisexual is that it is very binary, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You are, oh, I'm interested in men and women. And right. That takes out a lot of other groups.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what the main thing was.
Okay.
And I think the other part is that, in a way, it's like the ultimate admission of just being a romantic. Like, I am attracted to the person regardless.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I might be pansexual.
Yeah.
I'm not pansexual, though, is it? Because I don't know the sex part. I don't know that because pansexual feels like so. And pandemic is not the right word.
No.
So, I mean, I feel like there has to be something.
There's a word for it.
Because.
Pantera. Well,
but
Pantera.
Then they say Pantera.
You listen to Pantera.
That's
I love
the rock,
the earth,
my friend.
Right? Is that what it is?
No.
Is that what it means?
Pantera, that's like, it may be Greek or Latin for rock.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
But all rock?
All rock.
All rock?
Oh,
we should all rock.
Yeah.
We should Pantera.
That's Pantera, baby.
Yeah.
I love Nick's interpretation of pansexual. The world seems to be finding every possible way to express itself these days, and individuality seems to be blossoming everywhere. I find conversations like the one Nick and I had today really helpful in navigating and supporting blooming humans wherever they're happening. We hope you find it useful too. That's all for this episode of your Daily Dose. Thanks for listening.